The coronavirus pandemic continues to push Onondaga County government deeper into debt. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the county's most recent sales tax payment is the latest in a series of bad fiscal news.
The county's last sales tax payment was $3.2 million less than the same time a year ago. That puts the county in a $26 million hole sales tax-wise, and that's not the only problem, according to County Executive Ryan McMahon. Potential state revenue cuts and reduced room occupancy tax adds up to $60 million in red ink, and the county's already cut $30 million from the budget and laid off 450 employees. The only bright spot, more people apparently are heading to local casinos, which share some of their revenue with the county.
There is a surge in Q3 gambling, so we may be able to salvage enough out of the casino revenue. Now remember, that goes into a pot of money that covers debt service for the amphitheater.
McMahon says much of the county's budget fate depends on the federal government and how much state and local governments get in a relief package that's currently being negotiated.
If we know this weekend what the number looks like, certainly the early part of next week we'll be focusing in on the decisions that we have not wanted to make. We will make them. We'll make them quickly.
Those plans will go to the county legislature, and Chairman Dave Knapp expects there'll be cuts people notice.
These aren't just backroom bureaucrats. We're talking the sheriff's department, we're talking snowplow drivers, we're talking the health department workers who are on the front lines of the COVID situation every day.
Also pleading for help from the feds, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who this week warned Washington if the state doesn't get $30 billion in the coronavirus stimulus package, it will mean drastic and damaging budget cuts across the board. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.